Removing best before dates is not the solution to curbing food waste, suggests a University of Guelph food researcher. Keith Warriner is a professor at U of G who studies foodborne illness prevention. Best before dates were a regulation implemented 2 decades ago, he said. What the rule states is that anything with a shelf life under the 90 days, basically has to have a best before date. Best before dates provides customers a gauge of the quality of the product. It isn't an expiry date, where it would not be ideal to consume after the printed date like a bottle of vitamins. There are very few items that actually are dangerous to eat after the best before date, he said. Items like deli meats and pre-cooked meals you warm up again could be dangerous to eat after the best before date because of the pathogens that could form. The problem we've got, though, is a lot of these best before dates are not based on science, said Warriner. If the best before dates were removed, and a consumer buys a tomato for instance, they take it home and the next day it goes bad, is the onus on the consumer or the retailer? This is a question Warriner posed. He suggests using your senses, like giving something the sniff test, to determine if a food product has gone bad. Fruit and vegetables account for 40% of food waste and are either thrown away by the retailer or consumer. The most wasted vegetable in Canada are potatoes, 2.5 million are wasted per year. To reduce waste, Warriner suggests people stop buying bulk items and instead shop for smaller amounts to avoid items going bad. Washing produce also reduces shelf life, he noted. There are technologies like smart packaging with markers that change color when the item is no longer good to eat. Although packaging is being reduced for a better environmental impact and consumers are not interested in it, said Warriner. As a compromise, Warriner said there could be a code on products, where if people really wanted to know the best before date, they could actually just scan it.